Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni v intervju Radija Študent. Na lepo petkovo popovdne. Zdaj, danes, če ste spremljali kaj napovedi, že veste, da sta se nam v studiu pridružila Aiming for Enrique, ki danes zvečer v sklopu prvega festivala treseta Gala Halo. Zdaj pa najprej opravičilo za zamudo, intervju bi se mogel začeti ob 6, pa so više sile prišle v mest, tako da bomo malo hitrejši, no, ker imamo časa do obvestil ob 6:30. Intervju bo malo ne bo povsem osnoven, no. Zdaj, če vas zanimajo čisto osnovne informacije o bendu in kako so nastali, kako kaj špilajo in to, vam priporočam, da si da prisluhnete ali pa pač si preberete Razširjamo obzorja, ki jih je Brigita Gračnar pripravila 20. januarja letos, kjer se je osredotočila na njihovo najnovejšo ploščo. Danes pa mogoče malo bolj o specifičnih in bolj aktualnih zadevah. Torej, kot že omenjeno, sta v studiu z nami Tobias in Simon. Hey guys, how are you doing?
Hello.
As I said, you are Aiming for Enrique and you're playing tonight in Gala Hala. Welcome to Ljubljana.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From what I listened to the interview, I think you spoke to Brigitta. You spoke to her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A few months ago. So, is this your first time in Slovenia?
No, it's our second time.
No, second. Oh, sorry, Mint, of course. Yeah, I completely forgot. You played Mint. Maybe if we just start off there, what were your impressions when playing Mint here, you know, of the scene of the concert itself?
It was a great show. Gala Hala is a very nice venue, and the venue was packed and everyone was happy and we were happy, so happy memories.
Okay, so you're literally returning to the scene of the crime tonight.
Yes.
I'm guessing you already did the sound check.
Just finished.
Okay.
Got in the car.
So, if we go back a bit to Mint, so Mint was a few months ago, and I was meaning to ask you, what have you been doing in this time? I mean, it's a short few months, basically. So, but still,
been doing a lot.
Yeah,
finishing the next album, and touring in Europe and Japan.
Okay, so how was that?
Japan.
Japan, yeah.
It's our third time touring in Japan in 3 years. It's always great, and it gets a bit better every time. But it's a beautiful country, good food, nice people. Yeah.
Okay. What about the gigs themselves? I mean, for example, I mean, how many people come to your shows in Japan? Just to get a sort of a bearing, because I think our listeners, you know, know the scene around here, you know, like Metelkova, where you're playing tonight and such. So, I'm guessing we have a certain feeling of how many people sort of attend these kind of concerts, and I was wondering what this kind of scene is in Japan.
We played 4 shows in Tokyo, and the first one was a festival, and that was like almost 2,000 people on the first gig. But that was the festival. And then we had like 3 other gigs that were our gigs, and I think like 250, maybe something like that.
Okay, so actually pretty good,
right? Yeah, pretty good. And the same in Tokyo and Osaka is kind of like that, and other places we play smaller venues, and it's usually pretty nice there as well.
Okay, so but what kind of venues do you prefer to play, like the smaller, more crowded thing, or
no preference? Really.
Everything
works.
Kind of depends on the audience. It's better to
obviously
play in a small room that is packed than playing in a big, nice venue that is half full.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay, so maybe just to get your opinion a bit. Did you play many showcase festivals, like MENT, or I mean, yeah. Well, actually, what were your experiences with these kind of festivals usually?
I think MENT was very good because we met a lot of Eastern European promoters and festival people who wanted to talk to us and were gonna do like we went to Budapest yesterday. I think that's in connection with MENT in some way.
Yeah.
And Zagreb in December now is also because of MENT. And it's really nice. And we played showcase festivals in Norway and one in Luxembourg and one in Japan. And it's always nice. You never know what you're gonna get out of it, but the gigs are always cool. Short gigs, which can be nice sometimes.
Yeah, but do you prefer like shorter gigs, or do you just go for whatever feels best suited?
It's nice to have no restrictions. We usually, the best ones is like 1 hour and 15 minutes maybe, 1.5 hours max probably. But
okay, so coming to your live gigs, you have a pretty diverse setup in terms of let's say the gear, like the technical stuff, and I wanted to kind of get a bit into this. I looked at a few live videos of yours and I saw that you do a lot of live looping and stuff, and I was just wondering how your, I mean, I also saw your pedal boards are quite extensive, so I was wondering, is this like the gear that you accumulated, you know, through your time playing, or did you perhaps specifically want some certain sounds and then just did you go for them?
It's both, I guess. I've accumulated this over the past like 12-13 years maybe, and it's both. It's what I can afford and what I want to try, and yeah, if I have something in mind, then I'll see if that thing exists, and sometimes it does.
Okay, so, would you mind sharing a bit what you're actually using now?
I can list all the pedals if you want.
I mean, maybe just the ones that you keep coming back to.
I actually use everything. The Line 6 DL4 is a great loop pedal, Truly Beautiful Disaster from Ulala is a great fuzz pedal, and I use Pitchfork and a sub-octave pedal from Boss into the bass amp. That's kind of the main thing. Yeah, I have other stuff as well, but yeah.
Okay, but what about the amps? I mean, because you're obviously touring quite a lot. Do you bring the big guns with you all the time, or
never?
Never.
No, always borrow.
Okay, yeah. So you always go for whatever is available.
Yeah, I have like a wish list, but anything works.
How strict? Yeah, so you're not really strict with the technical rider.
As long as there is sound coming out of the amp, I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing similar with the drums as well?
Yeah. Or yeah. Sometimes I bring a snare.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So you both backlight whenever going?
Yeah, I bring cymbals and triggers. Yeah. Okay. But I put everything in a suitcase with the merch, so it's really like, I try to travel light.
Mm.
Yeah, that's been a goal. Try to like pack as little as possible, since we're only two, and
And it definitely cuts down the travel costs when you go.
Yeah,
I can't really imagine bringing a big bass amp to Japan all the way from here.
Oh no, we have good amps in Japan. So.
Yeah, definitely.
You have good amps here as well at Galahala.
Yeah. So what will you be playing tonight?
The amps.
It's our our gear.
Oh, so our technician just said you're apparently borrowing Haiku Garden's gear.
Yeah.
Which I know personally, we've borrowed that as well before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. So, but you use bass amps for the guitar.
Bass amp, two guitar amps.
Okay. So
three amps in total.
So you're using three amps that they provided. All right.
Yeah.
Then this should be a wall of sound.
Yeah.
And what about you? You said you use triggers, so I'm guessing. Do you have like a hardware sampler or a computer running by?
No, it's just a small module with samples from the studio sessions, from our studio sessions. So it's my drums with like outboard gear. Then and it's just kick and snare for you.
So
just an easy way to get it to sound more like our sound on the album, I guess.
Okay.
But we also use mics and like normal stuff, so it's just a supplement, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So to get a sort of a the record vibe going.
Yeah. Or we don't try to. It's not like I'm trying to sound like the record, but it's just
to get that hint of similarity. Or,
Okay.
So I mean. In terms of the live gigs themselves, do you strictly go for performing, your songs, or how much of your gigs is improvised, made on the spot?
Kind of depends on the length of the show. If you play really long shows, there's more improvisation, and if we play shorter shows. We usually like play the songs and not improvise that much.
Okay.
But we still do like a lot of cueing when we're going to the next part of the song and stuff. So it's not improvised, but it's still kind of
open to.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been playing together for quite a long time, so I'm guessing you know each other enough to get these cues. You don't really need to talk about them beforehand, but you just
being two musicians, it's very easy to kind of switch the sound around and going in new territories. If you're improvising or doing like a song and then improvisation, it's very easy to like a really hard cuts. That can be cool.
Yeah. So, what about tonight? Are you going to be performing some unreleased stuff from the upcoming record?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think I'm playing the entire new album.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, have you played it yesterday? Did you play it yesterday?
Yeah. We usually play the new stuff way before it's out all the time. So, we recorded everything on this album in March, I think.
Yeah, and September.
Yeah. So since then we've had all the songs ready, and like I think on Ment we also played like much of the new record. So yeah.
Okay.
We also play some old stuff as well. So not only new, but.
All right. In regards with the new record. How did you record it? I mean, maybe where, how long, what did the sessions look like, such, if you mind?
We recorded it in two sessions. We recorded half the album in September and the other half in March. The first session we recorded in Oslo, in the studio, and the other half we recorded at this beautiful studio called Ocean Sound Recording, which is northwest in Norway, like It's a beautiful location on an island.
In Lofoten, maybe?
No, not Lofoten, it's okay. South of Lofoten.
Okay.
It's a very beautiful studio, and it's a good studio, and it's a very beautiful location, so it's nice. So we were there for 1 week, just recorded stuff all day long. And then Simon mixed the album. Now it's finished.
Okay, so it's an inside job, so to speak. So.
Yeah, we're getting the masters sent to us today, actually.
So. Oh, yeah. So fresh out of the oven.
Yeah.
All right. Do you usually mix your songs, or was this an experiment?
I've mixed the two first albums, and Las Palmas that we're listening to now was not me.
Okay.
Aside from that, I've done everything.
Okay, so you try to keep it between you two, more or less, or
I kind of like that idea, just only us doing everything. Yeah.
Okay. So we are unfortunately running a bit late. actually, I was just going to ask you one more thing, but I honestly forgot right now. So because of this whole time shebang. So I would like to thank you for coming here.
Thanks for having us.
So, gladly. I'm sorry we didn't get to spend more time here, but it happens. So, but better to have a good sound check and a good concert than 10 minutes of interview, I guess. So,
yeah.
I mean, the people that are interested will come and see you tonight anyway. So, okay. So again, Simon and Tobias, thanks for showing up. Thanks for coming to this interview. In s tem bomo zaključili tale kratek RS intervju. Kot že rečeno, z nami sta bila Aiming for Enrique, ki jo lahko danes večer ujamete v Gala Hali na festivalu. Tako da, če vas je kakorkoli zintrigiral, kar ste slišali v zadnjih 15-20 minutah, pridite pogledati, pridite podpreti en nov festival in to bo z naše strani vse. Ajde, čau.
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 Intervju Radija Študent.